This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. A huge study released in April analyzed 138 different state-level minimum wage increases since 1979. The authors found largely no net negative employment effects, though they did find some in sectors exposed to international trade. University of Washington economists revised an initial study of Seattle's recent minimum wage increase that had showed significant negative effects on earnings for some workers. The new study found that the downsides were more muted. Morgan Stanley agreed to pay $150 million to settle claims by the state of California that it misled investors about the risk of mortgage-backed securities sold to two state pension funds for teachers and public employees. Justice Department opened a criminal investigation into how Ford Motor Company certifies its vehicles to meet U.S. emission standards. Mueller receives positive marks from both Democrats and Republicans, with 53% of Democrats and 58% of Republicans and 51% of independents saying they believe the report was fair and even-handed in latest Washington Post ABC News poll. Families from China were among those who allegedly paid the most in college admission scandal, a new sign of the reach of the cheating ring. One family paid $6.5 million, and another paid more than $1 million for Yale. Internal crises threaten the NRA at its convention as Oliver North, the NRA president, asked Wayne LePierre, the CEO, to resign. He said that he'd also created a committee to review allegations of financial improprieties that threaten the NRA's status as a nonprofit organization. LaPierre, in a stinging letter to the NRA's board, accused North of threatening to leak damaging information about him unless he stepped down. Texas Secretary of State agreed to rescind an advisory issued by his office in January that questioned the citizenship status of almost 100,000 registered voters. The agreement will formally end a review of the voter rolls that a federal judge said unfairly targeted naturalized American citizens. Women in Sudan who were deprived by Bashir, the dictator, of freedoms afforded to men, are demanding equality now in protest around the country. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action and issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 100 United Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, the Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.
This program is produced by WAMF 90.3 FM in New Orleans, Louisiana, and distributed by Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM, a grassroots effort to produce public radio news and information serving the needs of low and moderate income working Americans by providing a platform for voices not commonly heard in mainstream media. For more information, please visit our website at affiliatedmediamovement.org.